Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. At least we have this opportunity to at least have a virtual experience of seeing each other. So if we can have the actual experience of being able to physically meet, unfortunately, because of the circumstances, but the Rabbi Shalom has provided the virtual context. So we can have a certain feeling of tzibur, that we're together, see each other, and in that regard, it's similar to a live presentation. I just wanted to mention, as I mentioned yesterday, at the beginning of the Haggadah Shir, I was speaking to a yidid of mine, a shtikl machutn of mine, who's a nephew of Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita. Chaim Kanievsky said there are two things that we have to emphasize at this particular time. One, obviously, is to be marba b'tfilo, and the second is to be marba b'lumimun ha'gumar. Those two things are the two things that we should particularly stress at this time. So I want to mention that before we begin the shiur. Baruch Hashem, the Rabbeinu Shalom was very kind, even under these circumstances. I had, Baruch Hashem, the concentration and the focus to create a Shabbos HaGolah Drosha. It took place between Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Hei Nisan, Baruch Hashem. Those were the days of Iyam. And the Rebbe Shalom was very kind that I came to something very nice. The Mishnah begins in Sochem Orla Arba, also Boykin as a Chometz Doronim. The night preceding the 14th of Nisan, we are bayed at the Chometz Doronim by the light of a candle. And Rashi explains, Boykin, Shalom Yavar Lobo by Yerova Yibu by Yotzi. There are two lavim involved in owning chametz on Pesach, by Yiroh and by Yimotzeh. And by the way, they don't mean not to see chametz. Although this many times, if there are chametz dishes in the china closet, I have to cover up the glass so I can't see them. There's no isur on seeing chametz. The isur is on owning chametz. There are two particular lavim, by Yiroh and by Yimotzeh. And Rashi says that the purpose of the bedikas chametz, the search for the chametz, and I got rid of the chametz, and thereby I will not violate these two lavim. And Tosfos, the first Tosfos in the Masechta, the Perush HaKuntrish, Lo Yavor Lava by Yerova by Yimotzi, the Koshelari, came in the Tzorach Bittul. There's an absolute requirement that it has to be Bittul. To the Omar B'Gemar, as we'll see the Gemara later on in the Shir, Abay Dik Tzorach Shivachi. Everyone that does Bidiko has to do Bittul. If I'm doing Bittul, and with the rice of a Bittul Baal Masog, the Gemara says in Davdala on the base that with the rice of Bittul suffices. So what's the necessity of Bidiko? If the purpose of the Bidiko is not to be over and Baal Yiro, Baal Yimotze, and per force I have to do Bittul because I'm going to Torah Shivata. So through Bittul, I will not be over on Bayiro Bayimotsu. So what's the necessity of having Bidiko? That's Tosfos' question. Now let's go to the next Gemara Mochum, which is the one of Dalar of the days. And the Gemara talks about the propriety of certain people being able to testify that the Bidiko's Chometz was done. The Gemara concludes at the end, the Hoch of my Askin on the Muchsiklon, the Leibota, that the Balabais and not the Bidikas Chometz, the Kohomri Hani, and those that have a question among the Monas about Kine, we did the Bidika. Mao the same along the Hanur Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon would not believe them, trust them, Kamash Malon, given the Bidikas Chometz with the Rabbanon, who, since Bidikas Chometz is with the Rabbanon, with the rice of a bit of al-Sogino, with the rice of a bit of suffices, with the Rabbonon. So the Rabbonon accepted the testimony of certain individuals, even though they would not necessarily have accepted it if it wasn't the rice of the Kedid. So the Gemara relates to the rice of a bit of al-Sogino. So Rashi and the Dibra Maskil, a bit of alma, just below, if you have the Mice of Tosfos, a little below where the two dots just in the Gemara were, the bit of Amud Chsiv. Rashi quotes the pasuk in Chumash Shmos, Tashbisu, Tashbisu Som Lotechem, Velok Sif Tvaru, it didn't say to burn it, to destroy it. Vashbosa Delev, Yashbosa, Vashbosa Delev is a form of Vashbosa. So Rashi clearly endorses the fact that Bittul stems directly from a Pasuk in the Torah. Pasuk in the Parsha of Bir Chometz of Tashbisu Som Lotechem. Tosmus raises a number of difficulties with Rashi. And the Kosher read the Hayashbos Avora. Tosmus says it means Avora, it doesn't mean Bittul. The low Bittul, the Sandy Bishmait, no, the Kiva Omer and Tzorach, the Mor and the Hay, wants to ascertain when this man of the Bidikas Chometz is. And the Mor says that obviously it can't be a Yomtev, Tashbisu. But now we'd not be able to burn the chametz on Yom Tov. So it seems Tashbisu means the destruction of the chametz. So Tosfos is rather troubled by Rashi. Aymeri, and Tosfos offers his own explanation. You know why? Not because it's a possible of Tashbisu, not at all. But rather, the tam, the me'achash a bitla, how we have to bitl is hefka, the yotzim rishusa, and it leaves his rishus, and mutter, and therefore it's permissible to become rinon, as the Gemara says, avalata roya shalachere, shal gaboa. You may not own chametz, but you may have the chametz of others in your possession, or the chametz of hegdish, because it's not yours. And then Tosis raises the problem, if it has been Tam Hefka, then the Gemara says in the Dorum that Hefka has to be made in front of three people, the declaration of Hefka, of declaring something ownerless. So Tosis answers, Midoraisa in Torah. Midoraisa is not necessary. And for the purposes of ridding ourselves of chametz, the Rabbanan allowed us to rely on the Doraisa Dikadin. That hefka does not need three people. A person, typically we do little chametz on our own. We don't gather a crowd of three people to be able to hear our bittul. We do the bittul on our own and up in the privacy of our own home alone. But with the raisa, that's sufficient. Consequently, I've resolved the problem of owning chametz because I was mafker. So according to Tosfos, the bittul chametz does not come from the pasuk of Tashbisu. In fact, there's no source in the parsha of Bir Chometz for bittul, but rather the Rabbanon realized that if one is mafkir the chametz, one will not be Abraham bar Yiro bar Yimotzin. And consequently, they instituted bittul. So we have a machloikus between Rashi and Tosfos. What's the source of bittul? Is the source of bittul in the parsha of Bir Chometz, or it's something that the Rabbanon suggested, really from outside, with the Raisa, it suffices, it's the Raisa the mechanism, but it is not indigenous or inherent in the parsha of Tashbisu Som Lotecha. Rather, do not own Chometz. Now let's go now to the Gemara and Davot, and then we'll start to put things together. The Gemara and Davot, it's about two-thirds of the way down the page at the two dots. Omar of Yehuda, Omar of. A boydik tzorach sheivata. One that does b'dikas chometz must do bit. The Gemara says, my time, what's the necessity of this bit? Imeim omishim pirurim. If we're concerned because of tiny crumbs, and you won't find the tiny crumbs in the Bidika, although Hashive, they're insignificant, and he doesn't have to rid himself of those tiny crumbs. We don't need to institute it. And then the Gemara goes off. I don't want to get lost in the Gemara. And finally, Omarov and Zerushem, the Insignuski of the Gaiti. Maybe you'll find a fancy cake, and he'll think about it for a moment that he wants to keep it. So the Gemara says, "B'chimash kachas le'liftan." So when you find it, just be mavakel with it at that point. If he finds that after his man, the chometz becomes osir b'hanor, so he doesn't have full authority over it, so the din bittul does not apply at such a time. That's the flow of the Gemara. Now we need to examine this Gemara. This Gemara is a very telling Gemara, a very important Gemara. Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Aboy d'tzorach shi'evat. One that does b'dika has to do bittul. And the Gemara questions him. Why is this so? My time? What reason? Just do b'dika and don't do bittul. If you find chametz later, you'll do bittul later on. If you find chametz, you won't find chametz, you won't do bittul. Now, if we take Tosis pshat and the Dalar on the base, that bittul is hefker, so then I understand the Gemara. We'll have a different difficulty with the Gemara, but the simple question of the Gemara, I understand. The Gemara did not specify in Tashbisu by what method I have to rid myself of chametz of my house. It didn't say bittul, it didn't say bidika. Rabbanan realized that hefker, which is bittul, is a deraisadika mechanism which will rid me of chametz. But the Torah didn't mandate that I actually do bittul. The Torah didn't specify. So now Tosis, let's go back to Beis Hamed Aleph for a moment. To the Tosis, the first Tosis in the Masechta. Let's go back to that Tosis. So the Tosis comes, and Tosis answers venerally, the Avagav the Sogi the Bittul Baal. In terms of Bayera, it's enough to be bitter. But nevertheless, if Miru Chachamim Nivdoi Chometz of the Baro, the Chachamim insisted that I search for the Chometz and I destroy it. Shalom Yobo Le'ochmo. Because we're concerned that he may come to eat the chametz. Tosfos goes through a whole lengthy discourse, the rest of this Tosfos, that in general we don't find this concern that for Yisurei Hanor, even Yisurei Koris, that I'm not allowed to have them in my possession because of the fact that I may come to eat them. And basically, Tosfos' conclusion is that since this is something which is always permissible, and I eat it a whole year, and I'm used to eating it, if I find luscious Danish on Pesach, I may forget for a moment that I'm not supposed to eat it because I'm used to eating this the whole year. And I may err, in fact, and eat it on Pesach. So therefore, Tosha says, the B'dikas Chometz did not address the issue of only Chometz on Pesach, but rather it addressed the issue of Achilas Chometz on Pesach, eating Chometz on Pesach. Now, according to Tosha, this is a very logical proposition. It's true that midoraisa b'bitul v'halma sogi, that midoraisa midoraisa I don't have any concern b'yiro b'yimotze if I don't own chametz because I was mafker. But the Torah did not specify in Tashbisu that the methodology of Tashbisu is hefker bitul. Or just said, don't own chametz on Pesach. So I can choose hefker, and according to Tosis, I can choose another method. I can do bedikas chametz. I'll search for the chametz, find the chametz in my house, and throw it out, get rid of it, destroy it. So the fact that the Rabbanan instituted bedikas chametz did not contravene a deraisa d'kedin according to Tosis. Because the Torah didn't tell me how to do tashbisa. The Torah said, don't have chametz, get rid of chametz. Those don't own chametz, the Torah didn't tell me how to go about it. So it's an open question. I can use bittul chametz, and I can use bedikas chametz. The institution of bedikas chametz did not go against the deraisa d'kedin, because the Torah did not tell me that tashbisu means bittul. However, if we examine Rashi Shita is interesting. Because according to Rashi, Rashi said, Hashbosa b'leivi Hashbosa. Rashi's taking bittul chametz and telling us that this is part of the pasuk of Tashbisu Omri Motechi. It says the Torah should have written rightfully to Ba'aru, destroy the chometz that you have in your rishus. Why did the Torah write Tashbis and so on? Because we have a notion, we find this also in the halachas of Avodah Zarah, that there's an issue in the vital of nullification. And that's intimated by the Torah, by the fact that the Torah wrote Tashbisu, the Torah did not write the bar. Now, if the Torah told me specifically Tashbisu means to be mafker chametz, then how could the Rabbanon conceivably come along and institute Bedika? And ad kedei kach, the Gemara asks, and Avoha, boy, the Tzorach Shiyivato, my time, or what's the problem? What do you mean, what's the problem? The Torah said Tashbisu, so we will take him. And I have to, and the Tashbisu means bittul. So I have to do bittul. So what is the issue? What's happening? Where he asks a question. If there's Bedika's chametz, and the Rabbanon perhaps instituted the Bedika's chametz, so how can you ask a question? Avoid the Torah, Shivata, my time, or what do I have to be Mavata? Of course I have to be Mavata. The Torah said Tashbisu, and Tashbisu means bittul. That's what Rashi said. Tashbosu, Belay, Viashbosu. Which leads us really to the Ran. The Ran on the first Amud in Sochon, the Lakafi Ikron Shalvar. And the Ran tells us that according to Shitas Rashi, not only is Bittul Chometz found in the Torah, but the notion of the Bedikas Chometz is also found. It's also what the Rice of Bikudim according to Rashi. Part of the process of how you rid yourself of chometz, it's an either-or possibility. I can exercise bittul, and I can exercise bedikah and burning the chometz or destroying the chometz. But it's an either-or. And that's really inherent then in Shitas Rashi. That's the way Rashi will be able to read the Gemara and go on the base. And Aboidik Tzorach Shivato. We lose up to the Gemara. Aboidik Tzorach Shivato, Bedikas Chametz is a derisive format. And with Bedikas Chametz, I would dress Tashbisu. Bittel is an alternative means of Tashbisu. I'm not mandated to use Bittel, I could use Bedika too. So the Gemara then appropriately asked the question Aboidik Tzorach Shivato, my time. It would seem that this is a rabbinic institution, avoided Torah Shivata, despite the fact that I was behind the din of Tashbisa, with Bedikas Chometz, I still have to do it. So why do I have to do it? So this follows from the fact that according to Rashi, the Bedikas Chometz is also part of Tashbisa. And therefore, the Gemara could ask the question, avoided Torah Shivata, my time, who needs to do it? Torah mandated Bedikas Chometz just as well as it mandated Bittul. So if I did Bedikas, I fulfilled my responsibility. So Rashi, because of the fact that he learned that Bittul is in the Pasuk of Tashbisu, so the only way to read the Gemara of Avraham Avinu is to come to the conclusion that Bedikas Chometz is also a derisive of Bittul. And then the Gemara's question of with the Tzorach Shivata, my time is an appropriate question. Whereas Tosfos Neshitosei, the Tosfos says that Bittul Chometz is not part of Tashbisa. It's merely a derisive of the means by which I won't own Chometz. It is not in the pasuk of Tashbisa. The Torah never told me to do Hefka. The Torah just said don't own Chometz on Pesach. So we may choose, in fact, one method of Hefka. We may choose another method, perhaps, of Bedika. We can choose whatever method we want to choose. So if I did Bedika, so I also won't be over by your own way. Gemara says, my time, what's the reason for the Bittul? So Tosfos, because of the fact that he learns that Bittul is Hefker, does not stem from the Pasuk of Tashbisu. So Tosfos is able to learn that the Bedikas Chometz is Midrabanan, but he still has a Gemara, because both Bedika and Bittul, neither one of them is in the Pasuk of Tashbisu. Consequently, Gemara said, if I did bedikas, what if I need to do bittul? I don't have any chametz. Gemara answers, perhaps I'll find a piece of chametz after the marisa. So it would seem that the root of the different shittas in the Mishnah are rooted in the Gemara of Dalet on the base, how we understand what the derisa of the bittul by all the Soviets. Is it a chaylik of the din of tashbisa? Or is it a din that I just don't own chametz, that it has nothing to do with tashbisa? So it's rather interesting, I'll just point out, the Magine Shlomo, the grandfather of the Pnei Yeshua, the author of Shas and Chuvus, Pnei Yeshua, wrote a sefer to defend in many places of Shas, Rashi, who takes his kasha. And he just has a very interesting view that he makes. Tosus, when he quotes Rashi, he looks at Tashbisa, looks at Alma Tashbosa, the Levi, the Tashbosa is the Levi. But the Megillah Shlomo points out in our Rashi, we have one more word. Receive Tashbisa, looks at Tavaro, Tashbosa, the Levi, Yashbosa. Rashi doesn't say in our Rashi that Tashbosa is the Levi. Rashi says that Tashbosa in the Levi, nullifying it, considering it insignificant, he ashbosa is a fulfillment of ashbosa. Rashi didn't say that ashbosa belevi, the way Tosus quotes it, as if ashbosa has to be belevi, it's bittul, but it doesn't mean beer. No. It could include being served chametz too. All Rashi said is ashbosa belevi, if you get it belevi, he ashbosa, that's also a ashbosa. This is a very classic piece in the beginning of Shlomo, a very well-known piece. How he defends Rashi here from places Kasha, with the Giyuk and the fact that Rashi, the words that we have in our Rashi, are not exactly the same way as the way that Tosfos called Rashi. Our Rashi has an addition, Rashbosa Belevi, Rashbosa Belevi, Yashbosa. Now the Gemara gets more complicated. There is a piece in the Gilyan Ashas. When the Gemara asked the question, let's go back to the Gemara and Davar Omid Beis. There the Gemara says the following. If he mashkachas lo liftalei, when he finds the chometz, let him be mevatel at that point. What did he have to do bittul before? So at that point, Rabbi Kveiger points out, if he mashkachas lo liftalei, I am the kamon chaf alef amir alef toises kibur amasko v'i. So let's go to that Taisus. So the Gemara sends us to a Taisus in Chaf Aleph on the Bay Aleph. And the Gemara, the Mishnah, talks about the fact that Kol Shoshamut Lechol Meichol Lebehem Lechayil Oifus. So why do we need, in fact, to mention Chayil and Oifus? What's the difference? If it's Mutter V'Hanor. So I can have an offer on it. I can have whatever I know I want. I can sell it to someone. I can feed it to an animal. So what's the difference if it's a behema or if it's a chaya? So the Gemara asks, the behema, the chaya, the oif, it's lomu, the misla. Why do I need that? It's mutter b'ano. It's mutter b'ano. So tell me, you know, if I want to burn it and make light with it, it's mutter b'ano. The Gemara says, chaya, tzricha. We need to have chay, Yitona Behemo. If I only wrote Behemo, the Yishai Rechazim, a Behemo, if it leaves over Chometz, I'll leave it out in the open, it doesn't hide it, and I'll see it and I'll get rid of it. I'll chay, the Yishai Rechazim, but a chay, if it has Chometz that remains, it's going to hide it. Behemo lo, that I'm not allowed to give it to him because it hides it away. So Tosa says we ashmin chayim mishum the mitzvah Allah, and we say, and nevertheless I'm allowed to give it to him. Ain oivim mishum bal yatman. That bal yatman is a derivative of bal yimotze. That I should not hide the chametz away. The bal yatman nafkanon lo yimotze. Ain zel motze. This is not considered motze, meaning that it's around where I know where it is. Kevim shem yadu heicharim. Because since I don't know where it is, that's not considered motze. Available, accessible, and therefore I'm not over by your raw, by your motzah. And then Tosus quotes the Gemara, but in Mashmur Perakam of the Torah, the Mashkachas lo liftolo, when you find the Chometz in the Bible, Mashma, the whole Kamadil of Mashkachas, they offer them by your own. His Tosus is talking about the fact that he didn't do a Bedikas Chometz for this piece of Chometz, which was hidden away. And he says, nevertheless, I won't be over by your motzi. Since I don't know where it is, it's not considered motzi, and I won't be over. This is B'harayi L'kach. He says, let's go back to the Gemara again on Bovamid Beis. And then the Gemara says, if you mashkachas lo liftol, when you find it, you'll be mevatel. So what do you mean when I find it, I'll be mevatel? Maybe I would have already been over by your own by your motzi by that point, because I had possessed chametz when I wasn't supposed to possess it. So the Gemara only answered that it'll be too late. I have to do the bittul before because I won't be able to do bittul at that point when I find it. If I find it after this manis, but it doesn't seem that I was able to buy it wrong until that point. I found it on Yom Tov. It's just if I could do bittul at that point, that would be fine. Do bittul at that point, and I wouldn't have any problem. So the Gemara is indicative of, well, how about the fact? Well, it's the second day of Yom Tov. And I had a roll, I had a challah roll under my couch for the first 2 days of Yom Tov, and I didn't know about it. So what do you mean to be mevatel it now? How about the bayirov owning it that I had chometz under my couch for 2 days? So Tosa says, you see from here that since he didn't know about the chometz, he wasn't able to bayirov by your motzah. So that's similar to the fact, Tosa says, if the behemah hides it, the chaya hides it, right? I don't know where he hid it. I would not be over by your own, by your motzi. Now, this Tosis is remarkable because what is raya from this Gemara? This Gemara is talking about a case where Abay Bitzor Shivat, that he did Bedikas Chometz before Yom Tov. So perhaps the reason that he doesn't, is not over by your own, by your motzi in this case is because he did Bedikas. That's why he's not over by your own. He messed it. He didn't find it. Okay, so he didn't find it. He did Bedika. That's why he's not over. But who says that if I don't do Bedika's chametz and I don't do Bittul, I'm not going to be over by your own, by your motzi? Where the Tosis draw such a din from? The Gemara is talking to him in a case that he did Bedika. Tosis is applying it in the case that he doesn't do Bedika. But the Chaya hit it, and I'm not aware where it is, and I'm not going to look for it. I'm not aware of it. And I didn't do Bittul, and I didn't do Bedika, and I'm not over. What's your raya from this Gemara, the Chovel of Beis? That's the Shaila. So I think we have to ask ourselves, according to Tosis, another question. And that is, there are two methods by which I can rid myself of chametz. I have the methodology of Hefka, and I have a method of Bedikas chametz. I could do it either one of those two ways. So the Shaila that Tosis says has the following. How could it be that the Gemara would allow me to do Bedika and it asks Bittul, why should I need Bittul? Now, you would want to say, well, since I did Bedika, I'm not over on by your role, by your motzi. So Tosis says, I don't understand it. I have two methods by which I can rid myself of chometz. I can rid myself of chometz by Bedika. I can rid myself of chometz by hefker. Hefker is an absolute method. If I'm after the chometz, I'm absolutely certain that I will not be over by your own, by your motzi. So since I have that available to me, what gives me the right to say I'm going to do Bedikas chometz? I'm going to find every piece of chometz. Maybe I won't find every piece of chometz. And so not if I find every piece of chometz, no, I sure not. So I'm a fortunate man. I don't have any chometz. But if I didn't, what gave me the right to rely on Bedikas chometz? When I have hefker available to me, bittul chometz, and if I do bittul, I will absolutely not violate by your own, by your motzi. So what gives me the right? What gives me the right to rely on Bedikas chometz? Now, if we learned. So Tosfos comes to the conclusion because of that, that Abay Bitzorach Shivato, and the reason for Mashkachas Le Liftolay, the reason that I'm not over on Bar Yiro could not be rooted in the din bedikas chametz per se, because I did bedika. Because if it was only rooted in that, I should rather come to the conclusion that I am on your bayir or bayir mas, because I didn't use the means of hefka which was available. So therefore, Tursus learns that it's not the bedika which produced the effect that I'm not over bayir or bayir mas until I find it, but rather chametz which is unknown to me, even if I didn't do bedikas chametz, there's no bayir or bayir mas at such a chametz. And therefore, now Tursus is a rayon of Chaf Aleph. That that's similar. The animal, the chaya went and he hid a piece of chametz. I'm not aware of it. I didn't do bedikah for it. I didn't do mitzvah for it. I would not be over by your raw by your motzah in such a case, because chametz, which I don't know of its whereabouts, I'm not over by your raw by your motzah. So that's Tosis Raya between Mashkafas lay, that if he finds chametz on Pesach, if he could do bittul, he wouldn't be over by your own. And it's not because of the bedikah. Because if it was because of the bedikah, then I dafka should violate it, because I should have used hefka instead, which is a surefire method. So it must be that the din is that the reason on Rav Medeis that I did not violate by your own, by your motzi, until I found this collarbone under the couch on the second day of Yontif, is because of the fact that the chametz, which is unknown to me, I'm not even by your own, by your motzah. Now, what follows from this, in Rashi, we don't have to learn the Gemara this way. According to Rashi, in the Pasuk of Tashbiso, we have two methods. We have the method of the Dikas Chametz. We have the method of Bittul Chametz. They're both in the Pasuk of Tashbiso. So if I did bedikas chametz and I didn't find the challah under the couch, you can't ask me that. Well, why didn't you do bittul chametz? Why didn't I do bittul chametz? The Rabbeinu Shalom told me in the Torah, I have two choices to answer. I could do bedikas chametz, I could do bittul chametz. If I did bedikas chametz, so I fulfilled that which the Rabbeinu Shalom obligated me to do. So mevela, if I did not succeed, and I found a challah roll under the couch, nevertheless, I still did it. Torah told me that this suffices. The Torah said, yeah, but hey, I'm doing it. I have a deep or biblical. I chose the deep. I have a right to choose the deep. But if the deep is not a Torah dikadin, it doesn't stem from the Torah. So the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't sign off on it. So I want to sign off on it. So what gives me the right to sign off on it when I know that I could fail and I have another means of hefker? And that hefka would resolve the issue of bayir or bayir motzah. So that's why Tosfos, in fact, as a raya to his din, chametz that I don't know about, I would not violate bayir or bayir motzah. If you sheet as Rashi, there's no such raya. Because in Rashi, I could say the reason on the problem of beis that I don't violate bayir or bayir motzah stems from the fact that I did bedika, by the tzav shiva, bedikas chametz. The bedika is authorized by the Torah. So if I use the method that the Rabbeinu Shalom authorized, then I'm not going to have difficulty later if it didn't succeed due to human failure. A person is lomnit natar l'malach ha'asharas. The Rabbeinu Shalom told me that bedika is enough. I did bedika. I did it to the best of my ability. Humans, to err is human. Human beings don't always succeed in their undertakings and their endeavors. So, according to Rashi, it's Shita and Bittul and Bedikas Chametz, Tosis Raya and Chafalot would not exist. Now, what's still very fascinating here is I want now to go to the Rambam. And the Rambam is a very interesting combination. Rambam is Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. We'll start from Halacha Aleph. Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah L'Hashpis HaChometz Koydim Zman Yisra HaChimos. It's a mitzvah to get rid of chometz before Zman Yisra HaChimos. And Nehemar, B'yom HaRishon Tashmisu Son Vatech. V'yashvo Lomdu. In the Torah Shavuot we learn Sharishon Zel Yom Arba'os. This Yom Rishon doesn't mean the first day of Pesach, but it means Erev Pesach. He still has chometz in his possession. It's a lot. Ushkitas a Pesach, as we know, Yom Arba Osar HaChatzos. It's on the 14th day of Nisan after Chatzos. And here the Torah specifically said, by the time I come to shech the korban Pesach, Nasishka Chometz Dam Zivchi, I cannot shech the korban Pesach unless the moment chometz. So it's quite clear in the Torah that there's not a ridding myself of chometz. It's not on the first day of Pesach, but rather it's an erev of Pesach. So this is the mitzvah of Hashpisus Omim Matech. Umahi Hashbosa. What is the Hashbosa? Zuha Omer of the Torah just said Hashpisa. It was like the Rambam, who she yivate lechometz milibo, he should be nullified in his heart. Yachshiv oisav of, consider it as if it's dust. V'yosim b'libo, and he should picture shem b'rishus chometz klal. I don't have any chometz in my possession. V'shekol chometz shem b'rishus, if it isn't my rishus, it's like earth, it's something useless and meaningless, and that's the din of bittul. And then the Rambam says in Aloha Gimel, and the Sari from the Chapas Achar HaChomet, and the Chayr, and the Lidduk, and the Tzim, and there's a din bedik as chometz. That's the Sari from it's the Rabbonim, and the Sari from the Shabbat, and the Shabbat, and the Chomet, and that's the night of the 14th. This is all with the Rabbonim. So the Rambam now presents us with a problem. How will the Rambam learn the Gemara in the Bavama days? The Rambam is half of Rashi and half of Tosfos. In terms, he agrees with Rashi that the din bittul stems from the post of Tashbisim. Why Yashbosa Amur Betoy? That's Tashbisim. And yet, as we pointed out before, if you learn that way, and how did the Gemara say, and then we're asked my time, well, what do you need bittul? What do you need bittul for? The Torah says you have to do bittul. You want to do bittul chometz besides, that's your business. How can you get rid of the din bittul that the Torah articulated? So we said, if you hold it to Rabbanan, we said that was consistent with Tosfos. The Tosfos says that bittul chometz is hefker. It is not part of the posuk of Tashbisim. And consequently, I have midrabanan. I have a choice. Third, and tell me how to do Hashbosa, do Hefka, do Bedika, etc. But the Rambam is a combination of both. He undertakes Rashi Shita, that Bittul Chometz is part of the Pasuk of Tashbisu, and yet he undertakes Tosfos' part, that the din bedikas chometz is a din d'rabbanan. So how does he read the Gemara in Daf Vav Amud Beis? Avoy l'tzorach sheivato. My Gemara's question, my time. That's the question. I struggled mightily with this question until the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave me an answer to it. And the side of the answer is what is the mitzvah of Tashbisu? We can look at Tashbisu in two different ways. Is Tashbisu that I have to get up and be mevatel chometz? That's the mitzvah of Tashbisu. When the 14th of Nisan comes around, I have to be mevatel chometz. That's what the Torah said. I have to put on tefillin. I have to eat in a sukkah. I have to eat matzah, bear of toichel matzahs. One of the mitzvahs that I have to do is I have to be mashpis chometz. How am I mashpis chometz? By doing bittul chometz. That's the way Rashi does. It's the second possibility, no? The Torah didn't obligate me in that sense to be mashpas chometz, to actively be mashpas chometz. But what the Torah said is, if I own chometz, or there's a strong possibility, a good possibility that I own chometz, then I have to be mashpas to chometz. I have to get rid of the chometz by doing bittul chometz. But suppose I don't own chometz. I'm a person that I keep Pesach a whole year. I never eat chometz. The opposite of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon When once Pesach ended, he wouldn't touch a piece of matzah the rest of the year. He said it's a cheftish mitzvah that's for Pesach, and he doesn't want to cheapen it by eating matzah throughout the year. It's reserved for Pesach, and the world would have only gone. But I'm the opposite of the only going. I never eat chametz. I keep Pesach 52 weeks a year. I keep Pesach. That's it. I don't allow a morsel of chametz into my house. We don't bake chametz. We don't cook chametz. Oh, yeah, we have Pesach. Some Maila, I don't have to kash in the kitchen for Yontif. We don't allow chametz into the house. Always Pesach there. So the Rambam would say, I'm not obligated to do Tashbisa. Why? Because I don't own chametz. So similarly, the Rambam says, if I did the Dikas chametz, and I can assume that I did the Dika properly, then I can assume that I don't own chametz. If I don't own chametz, then what am I doing with the chametz? And that's the Gemara's kasha. My time, I believe the Torah Shivat. My time. The Gemara answers because maybe unbeknown to you, you still have a piece of chametz in it. And that's why we wanted to do a bittul. But so Rashi learns that Ashbosa is something which is proactive. On the 14th of Nisan, I'm obligated to mashpis the chametz and to do a bittul chametz. But according to the Rambam, it's only if I own chametz. Otherwise, it's not a proactive din that I have to do mashpis chametz. The truth is, I have a raya from a Tosfos to the side of the Rambam. The Tosfos holds like the Rambam. That Tashbisa was not a proactive din. Because Tois was learned, Dalet Amud Beis is the Tois that we did, the Rice of Abitul Baal Masogi. So Tois was said, Tashbisa is beer, burning it up. That's what it is. So what is Bittul? Bittul is an invention. The Rabbanon wisely came to the conclusion that I could be Mafker Chametz of Abitul Baal Masogi. Knew if the bittul va'al masogi and ad kedei kach, the Tosfos says, then why should I need the dikas chametz? I don't understand. Tosfos says this is a din of hashbosa. And hashbosa says tashbisa means to get rid, burn up the chametz, get rid of the chametz. So if tashbisa was a proactive din, I have to go do it, then how did the chachamim come along and say the hefker and undermine? That's it. So ice, I don't have to do tashbisa anymore. I did bittul and finished. Tosfos says, "Bedikas chametz." There's nothing to do with Baal Yirah. It doesn't have to do with the posuk of Tashbisa. It's merely the Rabbanon were concerned that I might come to eat chametz on Pesach. So, in effect, by instituting bittul chametz, we undid the mitzvah of Tashbisa. But we give the Rabbanon the right to come along and undo a mitzvah. The Rabbanon Shalom said Tashbisa. And I'm a chacham. Oh, I was machadish. I have a new method. It's called hefker. And I'll do hefker. And Lameva did the rice for a bit from my own son. I don't have to do tashbisa. But if tashbisa was not a proactive, tashbisa is, if there's the possibility that I own chametz, and I'm obligated to get rid of it by tashbisa, so if I was mafker chametz, so I definitely don't have chametz. So then there's no din of Tashbisa with the first verse. I didn't undo the din of the Torah. The din of the Torah of Tashbisa was only that if I may have chametz, then I have to undertake Tashbisa to get rid of it. But if I definitely don't have chametz, then there's no din of Tashbisa. So this is comparable, in fact, this is the Rambam. That if I did B'dikas chametz, and I can rely upon the B'dikas chametz that I don't own chametz, so then there's no din Tashbisa. Tosfos, the way Tosfos sets up the sugya, and the Tosfos tells us that hefker is not from the pasuk of Tashbisa, yet the Rabbanan instituted it and undermined, in effect, the mitzvah of Tashbisa. So it must be that Tais is all the Dashmis is a matter of proactive thing that I have to do. It's only if I have the possibility that I have comments. So that's the way I'm learning in the Rambam too. The Rambam says if I did Bidika, albeit that Bidika is only Midir Rabbana, but nevertheless, after the Bidika, a reasonable person would conclude that I don't own comments. So that suffices that there's no mitzvah of Tashmis in such a case. And therefore, that's why the Gemara could ask, why did Tzorosh Yivak, my turn, why should I have to do little chametz in such a case? So Baruch Hashem, we've set up the three sheetahs in the Sugya Rashi holds that Bidika and Bitl Amin HaTorah. Tosis who holds Bidika and Bitl, both of them don't come from the Pasuk of Tashmis. And the Rambam who offers us split decision. When it comes to Bittul, Rashi's right. The Bittul is in the Pasuk of Ashbosa, not like Taisus. And nevertheless, to the Bidikas Chometz, it's still only in the Rambam.